Zion Tavis, Monday the 29th of December, Rabbi Zachariah Jacobson, Ein Ma'ab in Simcha.
We are all familiar with the story of Lavan and Yaakov, where Lavan asked Yaakov to extend and wait an extra week. Mali Shavua Zois. Yaakov Avinu wants to marry Rachel, and he had already started the Sheva Brachas of Leah, and because he had started the Sheva Brachas, Lavan insisted that he finish that week of Mishteh so that the week is completed. Now the question is, was Lavan a London? Was he correct? Was he correct in saying that they should wait a week and they couldn't straight away start the Yemei Mishteh or the Simcha, the Chuppah of the second wife? There's a Mishnah in Moed Katan, Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Ein Noisin Noshim V'Moed. One may not get married on Chol HaMoed. Lo Bisulois, Lo Amonois, Lo Miyamim. And the Mishnah says, Mipnei Shesimcha Hiloi. The words Mipnei Shesimcha Hiloi need clarification. What does it mean that you can't get married in Yom Tov because there's a Simcha? The Gemara straight away asks, V'chi Simcha He loy my hava. So what is this a simcha? Rashi explains, is it also to have simcha on Yom Tov? Simcha asura be Yom Tov. So the Gemara then brings four different reasons why you can't get married on Yom Tov, on a moed. The first two are based on psukim. So the second one is the raisa, according to Tosis, is an ikad rosha. And the last two are reasons which forbid midrabbanan. So the first reason is a member of Shmuel, Om Rabbi Toma Shmuel, V'cheinom Rabbi Lozom Rabbi Ishia, and some say it's Rabbi Lozom Rabbi Chanina, the famous words, V'fi she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. What do these words mean? You can't mix one simcha with the other simcha. What would be the reason? So Rashi says, because you've got to think about and have concentrate on one simcha at a time. Be'inon de lismach b'simchas moed lechudei. Tosfos says, reminds us it's a gzeiras hakosuf, because the Gemara later on is going to ask, it's daf tes amud aleph, minolam, where do we know the ema'arvin simcha b'simcha? And the conclusion of the Gemara is, it's learned from superfluous words. Shloima HaMelech made a chanukas hamikdosh. And when he had this inauguration, the Simcha of inauguration, the Pasuk says there were 7 days of inauguration, 7 days of Chag, which total 14 days. Now we all can add up. So why does it have to say it that way, 7 and 7, which total 14? It's because it wants to stress that the 7 couldn't mix with the other 7. Tosfos says that Yushalmi brings a different source. And lo and behold, the source is from Lavan. From Mali Shavua Zois, V'nit L'cha Gamez Zois. So Yishalmi learns it from before Matan Torah. The Bavli learns it from after Kabbalah Satori from Midivrei Nevi'im, from Shlomo. But Tosfos says there's a little reason. There's a tam near Ktzatz. You can still, even though we've said this Gzeiras HaKosov, you can apply a reason. We are familiar of the rule Ein Oisim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, that you've got to have your mind dedicated to one particular mitzvah. So too, you have to have your mind dedicated to one simcha. So that's the first reason brought in the Gemara. Eima arvin simcha b'simcha. Rabba barafuna oma, mipnei shemaniach simcha sarega v'oich oisik b'simcha sishtoi. If your person gets married on Chol HaMoed, that's all he's going to be thinking about. The marriage. He's not going to have one thought of the chag in his head. Shemaniach simchas haregel. Completely leave the simchas haregel. He'll abandon it completely. And Abaya says to Rav Yosef, this idea of abandoning the simcha completely, you should know, is also Rav. The Omer of Daniel bar Katina Omer Rav, and then Rav brings a drosha, and we're being told now by Abaya that that's the same idea. What's Rav's drosha? V'samachta b'chagecha. We have to rejoice with the chag. V'loi b'ishtecha. So now we're being told that if you have such a big simcha, like simchas ishtoi, you're only going to be thinking about your Isha. You're not going to think about the Chag at all. So therefore there won't be any V'samachta b'chagecha at all. It'll just be V'samachta b'ishtacha. The Apostle says V'samachta b'chagecha. Tosfos says we should know this is an Ikka Drosha. This is not an Asmachta. And he quotes the Gemara Chagiga Davches, where you've got a Rav Ashi who's a Basroi, holds as well this Drosha of b'chagecha, of V'samachta b'chagecha v'loi b'ishtacha. So this is a derisive Ikka Drosha, and the previous idea of Emar v'Simcha Zichos also learned from Psukim, either a Pasuk before Matan Torah or a Pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech. And now we're about to hear two reasons which are midrabanan. Ula says Mipnei HaTorah, you can't get married on Chol HaMoed because of the bother. What's the bother? So you're going to have to make a tremendous effort for the needs of the nisuin of the marriage. That's how Rashi learns. For Tircha B'Moed also says Rashi. And you're not allowed to have extra tircha on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha says a different reason, because if we allow people to get married on Chol HaMoed, people are going to try and save money and wait till the Moed to have their simchas, and therefore all those months they're not getting married, they're mevatlin periviriviyah. Ein odem noise isha kol hashana kula el amamtin ad HaMoed she'oise suda achas leMoed v'lenisuin. That's the words of Rashi. So we've heard four ideas, four reasons why ein Noisin Noshim B'moyed. Is there actually an argument between these ideas, or is it just each one's giving their own different reason? Is there enough Gemin and Lamaisa? The Karen Oyer idea understands, and Achren, he understands that they all agree with each other. But we're going to show you the Rishonis of the Rishonim. It's very clear there's a Machloikus, and I would like to share three Nafkaminas today. Just begin with the Me'iri. Me'iri's Loshon is Enos in Loshon B'moed, U'pirish Bob Gemar HaBetamim, V'echo Mehem, one of them, V'anochoyno Shavem, and the correct one of them is, She'eimu Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The first reason he believes is the correct one. And he adds the reason, Shleite Achas Mishma'etzes B'chaveretim. By you having one Simcha and concentrating one, you're reducing the Simcha, says the Me'iri, from the other. Now Tosfos has got a shaila about whether you're allowed to have a sudas pris or a sudas pidyon haben shloi bismano on Yom Tov. Dafka on Yom Tov. Tosfos got a sofik about it. Tosfos concluding words venerely de kaim elon k'Rav Ashi. As I said earlier, that the Rav Ashi is a basroi and he learns in Chagiga the same drosha v'samachta b'chagecha. So v'kaim elon k'Rav Ashi b'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha v'eina also. And therefore, if it's not a case of Nisuin, you're not getting married in Yom Tov, there's nothing wrong in mixing any other Simcha with the Yom Tov. So Tosfos clearly says we paskin that way. And therefore, the simplest nafka minna is that you'll be allowed to have a pidyon haben, shlo bizmanoi, on Yom Tov. Tosfos says there's no shayla about bris milah, shlo bizmanoi, because it's not called a Simcha, because it's tzar diyanuk. For oyde shlein, a very important line of Tosfos, this teretz of Tosfos seems to be giving a gedder in Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's only major simchas, like Simchas Nisuin, a Sudas Nisuin, which is a major simcha. That's the only thing that's included in Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's very important we need to come back to this line of Tosfos, where Tosfos says that the man da'om Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, Deloi Chashiv Simcha B'Simcha Ki'im Sudas Nisuin Levad. The Ritva, it's very clear, Nafkanala Nafkamina La Alocha, in his Diva Masal Shem Avim Simcha Basimcha, and he says, Ulidvar, according to that opinion of Eim Avim Simcha Simcha, which he's saying is Shmuel, Eim Avim Simcha's Mila Bemishta. If you're having a Schasla, you can't have a Bristud at the same time. Oy Bepidin Aben, you can't have a Bristud and a Pidin Aben together. Now he concludes interesting words. Avol Shtei Mishtois, you can have two of the same simcha, because they're the same type. Now clearly, he was learning like the Bavli, where we learn from Shlomo HaMelech. That would be the difference in the Bavli and the Sham. The Bavli, remember, learned from Shlomo HaMelech, where there was one simcha of an inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, and there was another simcha of Simcha Sarega. And we learn from there, Eima Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. Two different types of simchas. But if it be two of the same simcha, you've got no makor to forbid. However, the Yishalmi who learns from Yaakov Avinu, it was Rochel and Leah, is the same type of simcha. So the Yishalmi would have uttered that. So the Ritva is clearly not learning like that. It's a bit of a steer in Ritva, because the Radvaz brings a Ritva in Ksuvis Tavches, where the Ritva utters two chasamim to make this one birch chasamim on both because of Eimar v'Simchas Tavches. It's a bit of a steer, because those are Menachot. There's a Tshuva to Rashba. Prichodesh brings this in Tof Reish Peches. Says that Rashba held halacha like Rav Ashi and didn't care about Eimar v'Simcha b'Simcha. And Prichodesh wants to say, to feed that Rashba, you'd be allowed to make a Purim Suda on Shabbos. I wasn't aware that Shabbos has got a din Simcha that you have Eimar v'Simcha b'Simcha, but from that Prichodesh it comes out that it would be an Indian of Simcha b'Simcha. That he says, this Rashba is the Makor, you'd allowed to have a Purim Suda on Shabbos. Al Kaponim was seen from here that is a machloikus in the Rishonim learned that is a machloikus in din, where Eima Arvin Simcha Simcha and the Aloch of Besomachta Bechagecha. And we said the Nafkaminas, the simplest Nafkaminas are you allowed to mix up other Simchas together? You can see another Nafkaminas which come out that even in the Regal, within the Regal, to do with Yom Tov, there are other Nafkaminas. And in order to bring this out, we're going to learn a Rambam together and see that there's apparent steeris in the Rambam, and the way to forever the Rambam is going to bring out Nafkaminas. So the Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov Perek Zayin Alochate Zayin, in the middle, the Ein Noisim Noshim one doesn't get married on Yom Tov B'moed. And the Rambam says, "Kadesh le tishtakach simchas achag b'simchas anisoyin." You shouldn't forget the simchas achag. Well, that was the second idea of where Abai said is that a basic idea of simchata b'chagecha. And if you have a simchas anisoyin, there's no b'chagecha. It's the second idea. The Rambam continues, "Avol machzehu gerishosoy u'me'asin noshim b'moed yelat get engaged." Uvivach lo yaseh sudas erisin, which is going to be a member of Tanz Bei Shmuel, a statement of Tanz Bei Shmuel daf yod chesem moed katan. Veloy sudas nisuin, that's going to need clarification what that refers to. And now he finishes off with the words kadesh lo ya'arev simcha acheres b'simcha sachag. He's using the terminology of Shmuel of eima arev simcha b'simcha. So the Rambam needs to make up his mind who is the halacha like. So Magen Mishnah learns, oh, the ikka is v'samach v'chagech like Rav Ashi, like Rav. Because he's choosing the idea of Rav, which would be halacha. So this we're going to be left with the lashon of Eima Arvin Simcha b'Simcha, which the Rambam uses. So now the Lech Mishnah says, you have to say it's like a borrowed lashon. You'd have to say, Rotzoloy Mashloy, Yoniach Simcha Sarega v'yalcha v'simcha acheres. And that's what it means, Eima Arv Simcha B'Simcha. It means don't leave one and mix with the other. But it really means Aloch is like Shmuel. But the Lech HaMishnah says that we've got to look at another Rambam, and that will highlight that you can't learn like that. Because the Rambam, in Perek Yud of Ishus, I want to start a little bit earlier than the Lech HaMishnah brings. Just to start a little bit earlier. One halacha beforehand. It's halacha Yud Gimel. Yesh la'odom liso noshim rabbi. It's a person get married to lots of women. B'yoy mechod. U'mevarek b'chas chasanin n'kulon ka'achas. So the Rambam's not like that. Ritva mentioned earlier. You're allowed to get married to many women on the same day and make one b'chas chasanin for all of them. Avol l'simcha. But when you want to actually have a suda, simcha and simcha, so you enjoy the sheva brachas, that you can't do one for all. Sorech l'smachim kol achas achas simcha ha'ra'uya lo. In Besula Shiva, in Bola Shloisha, and the Rambam says, Ve'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So here he uses Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. It goes stronger. He moves on in Halacha Yudalit. I'm skipping a few words. Va'afilu b'chole shomayit ein noisin noshim. K'moy shabi arnu. Refish Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. And which drashas does he bring? He brings the Yishalmi. Ma'alei shavua zois v'nitna l'chol gam ezois. So Rambam clearly is paskening Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. And he paskens like the Yishalmi, who holds that we learn from Lavan, and therefore the Rambam says when it comes to the enjoying the different simchas, even though they're the same type of simcha, the mim echad, you have to give each one their own simcha. There's an idun about why brichas chasanim can be done together, and it's not for now. It's a raid of its own. Al kaponim,
simcha.
There is, in the Forshah Gemara, there's simcha.
No, I'm saying, if you marry so many women, it can't be a simcha. Very nice.
Very nice. But al-kapona pi halacha, it's brought that the nisuin alone is a simcha. Tosis brings it in Ksuvah Stachlinza. So, we're left with the stira in Rambam. The Rambam is paskening, clearly paskening like the Manda Omer, Eima Arvid Simcha B'Simcha. So how do you understand the Rambam Hilchos Yom Tov? So Lecha Mishnah wants to say the Halacha Be'etzem is Eima Arvid Simcha B'Simcha. And the fact that the Rambam says the idea of Samachta V'Chagecha, he's going to now say an explanation which will explain that any halacha learned from Samachta V'Chagecha is included in Eima Arvid Simcha B'Simcha. So there's no stira in bringing the drosh of Samachta V'Chagecha because Eima Arvid Simcha B'Simcha is adding on a chumra to the Samachta V'Chagecha. So the Samachta V'Chagecha would be your starting point and Eima Arvid Simcha B'Simcha is the chiddush which adds on more to it. And to explain that, he brings a Rashi al Harif. Seems to be the only Makoy is Rashi al Harif, not Rashi and Shas. So Rashi al Harif says enough kamina between the two Manda Omrim. That if you hold Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, you forbid any Simcha. You can't mix any Simcha together. If you hold V'Samachta B'Chagecha, it's only Simchas Nisuin. Because the marriage, the woman is so chaviva lecha, she likes you like her, you like the woman so much, and therefore you're going to forget the simcha sachag. So it's such an overpowering simcha that simcha is forbidden from the pasuk. Eima arvin simcha simcha is koylul all simchas, even not such high grade simchas, not such powerful simchas, even smaller grade simchas would be forbidden. Simchas Brismila, Simchas Pidina Ben, all types of Simchas are included in Eima Arvin Simcha Simcha. Based on that, says the Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam is for Emphat. That the Rambam can bring the Samachta V'Chagecha to as a Makoga Raisa to forbid the Simchas Nisuin. But we should know we pass an Eima Arvin Simcha Simcha, which is Koilo many more Simchas. It's koilal even simchas which are mimin echod, the same min. It's koilal other simchas too. And how do we know that in the Rambam? Because the Rambam forbids sudas erisin. And the Lecha Mishnah wants to say a chiddush that according to the Manda Omer, ein ma'arvit, according to the Manda Omer v'samachta v'chagecha, which is Rav, la'alocha, sudas erisin would be allowed, an engagement party would be allowed on a Yom Tov, on a Chol HaMoed. And there wouldn't be a problem of aim of Samachta B'Chagecha. But the Manda Omer, who holds Eima Arvid Simcha B'Simcha, it's explicit in the Gemara Tanit Beis Shmuel, in Beit Kotan Dav Yud Ches, that Sudas Erisin is forbidden. And that Gemara is not Lefi the Rav, and the Rambam Paskins, like that Gemara, the Rambam Paskins Eima Arvid Simcha B'Simcha. So we hear a Nafka Minna, another Nafka Minna La'aloch on Yom Tov itself, where there would be a difference, where Sudas Erisin would be forbidden, la'alocha, and the Manda Omer Samachta B'Chagecha Rav Ashi, would possibly, according to Lecha Mishnah, would argue and not forbid that.
But Erisin is permitted Chol HaMoed.
The Erisin itself is permitted, but not the Sudas Erisin. Shmuel in Daf Yud in Daf Yud Ches says, Erisin itself is muta, because Ein Noisim Noshim, but Erisin is muta, but the Sudas Erisin is Osa.
But there's a different reason. The whole discussion on the shirt and losing the girl, and you might not get the girls, somebody else might get engaged to the girls. So
it's because of Dova Ovid, yes, that's the reason brought why you're allowed to get engaged, but then you'd have to leave the Simcha, the Suda of it, till after Yom Tov.
Oh, I'm happy.
We don't have that. Yeah, we put the whole two together. Yeah. It's a very good kashi, because we've got a mitzvah of Hoidah on Chanukah, but it's no mitzvah of Simcha on Simcha. I mean, Purim is the Shaila, because Purim is a mitzvah of Simcha. Chodosh says, therefore, there's a Shaila about mixing the Sud of Purim with Sud with the other Sud, should be Sud of Shabbos. Once you've started the Simcha beforehand, then it's not a problem. We'll see that Metzah Shem, that's one of Tosas' Turutzim in Ksuvah Daf Mem Zayin, that when if you start a day before Yom Tov, you get married the day before, it's not a problem afterwards. So that's one nafka minna, which you find on Yom Tov. Now, in order to appreciate the next nafka minna, which is a beautiful, beautiful Morgan Avram, one has to go to have a look at Gemara Moed Katan in more detail. So as we said, the Mishnah early on, Daf Ches, says, Ein noisim noshim b'moyed, which means a chol moed, you can't get married. That's koinsin, that's nisuin, which is the last stage of marriage. Shmuel's Mechadish and Daf Yod Ches, Erisin, which is Kiddushin, first stage of marriage, we do everything together, as you correctly said. Shori is allowed. So Gemara says, oh, we've got a Mishnah, which is a proof to that. As it says, Einoisin Noshim B'moyed, the Gemara's Madcha, and then the Gemara brings the Tonid to Beis Shmuel, a Braisa, which supports Shmuel, and it says, Ma'arsin Avaloi Koitsin, you're allowed to get engaged, but you're not allowed to have nisuin. And then it says, "Ve'einoisin sudas erisin." So that implies a very important thing: that nisuin by itself on chol hamoed is osa, even if there's no sudas nisuin, just nisuin by itself. Because one sees that from the context, as it says, "A diuk, you're allowed to do nisuin. You're not allowed to do nisuin. You're allowed to do erisin, but you're not allowed to sudas erisin." It implies Poshet Sudas Nisuin wasn't allowed, and even Nisuin by itself. Nisuin by itself is a simcha, and Nisuin by itself is also on Chol HaMoed.
There's no downside to wait. If you wait, you're not losing anything.
Correct. You're not losing anything. Yeah. There's no Dovah Ovid involved, yeah. Now, there is a sugya in Ksuvus, which the Marshal asks in Ksuvus Taf Mem Zayin, a contradiction between Tosfos in Ksuvus Taf Mem Zayin and this Gemara we've just mentioned. The Gemara there is a member of Rav, where Rav says, Minayin Shemaisa Bas Av. How do we know a father has ownership over the earnings of his daughter? The Gemara, we're not going into the detail of the Gemara, but one of the stages of the Gemara where the Gemara says, since the father has got an ability to marry off his Nara, he's got a koyach, a zuchus, to marry off his daughter, so therefore, when he's marrying her off, he's mevatel her from working. She at that point is unable to work. That shows he's got control over her earnings. So Gemara says, really? He's got control over her earnings? What about marrying her off on the Moed? She's not allowed to earn there. Marrying her off on Shabbos. She's not allowed to earn them. Gemara says, one of the inamis, so Tosis has got a kasha. Afa gav we say b'moed katan. V'somachta b'chagecha. He brings the drosha v'somachta b'chagecha. V'loi b'yishtra, de'ei noisim noshim b'chalish ha'moed. Mishum de'ei ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. He puts the two together. So he's got the same problem. He's saying the Samach V'chagach and saying Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. Well, at this point, we can learn like the Melech Mishnah. Eim Arvin is a general Loshen, but he means V'Samach V'chagach. The Drosha Gemara, it's a proper Drosha, as we dash in Chagiga. It's Midaraisa. So how, what's the Gemara saying? It's a suggestion. You can marry on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. So one of Tosfos' answers is that we're talking here a nisuyim beloy suda, getting married without a suda, that's allowed on Chol HaMoed. Nisuyim beloy suda is allowed on Chol HaMoed. Ask the Mashal. We just learned the Gemara, Tonid Veishmol. Moed Kotan Daf Yod Ches. It's very apparent there, from the context, that nisuyim beloy suda is also. And it's a contradiction. There's different answers. Mashal's got his answer. Mashal says his answer is different in views. And then Mashal gives his answer. I would like to share with you the answer of the Magen Avraham. He says we've got to see who's talking. Who's the Manda Omim in each of the sugyas. The sugya where it says, and it's going into town and into detail, about whether Minat Torah, a father's got control over his daughter's earnings, is Rav. We're dealing with Rav. Well, Rav, we know, only darshans v'somachta b'chagecha. V'somachta b'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha. According to Rav, it's only you could say, a strong, overpowering simcha. A simcha like a suda. We know what a wedding suda is like. It's electric, the simcha which is there. That type of simcha is overpowering. And a person completely abandons the simcha of the chag at that point. But just nesuin by itself, the ceremony without the whole suda, that, according to Rav, that's another nafka minna. Rav would hold that's allowed on Yom Tov. The sugi in Moikot Dav Yuches is a sugi. They have Shmuel, where Shmuel is making a diuk in the Mishnah that Erisin is mutter. The Moor brings them a Mishnah, and the Moor's got the Tan Mishmuel to support him. It's all in Shmuel. It's all the Mahalach of Shmuel, and we know Shmuel is the Baal Memra of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Shmuel is the one who holds Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So since Shmuel holds Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, we have learned. That's koinu more simchas. We learned that Rashi, he doesn't bring this Rashi al Arif, which the Lecha Mishnah brings. But we learn from the Rashi al Arif that the mandom of Eima Arvin Simcha Mesimcha is koinu much more. It's koinu all simchas, even lesser type simchas, like just the ceremony, the nisuin, without the actual suga. So there's no steer, it's two different sukyas. You've got a sukya of Shmuel, you've got a sukya of Rav. And there's no contradiction. Should like to read you the Loshon of the Magen Avraham. So he brings the four reasons of Ein Noisin, Noshin B'Moed, which, as we went through all the four reasons, the first reason of Ein Ma'avin Simcha B'Simcha, the second reason brings the Magen Avraham of Samacht B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha, he brings the reason of Ullah of Tircha, and he brings then the last reason of the Gemara, which was the idea of Bittul Pir V'Rivya. U'Poshet Shom, and it's Poshet there, he doesn't mean there literally, that Gemara, it's Tafit Ches. The Nisuin below Suda Asa. That Nisuin without a Suda is Asa. The Tzorich Ian, he brings the Tzorich Ian of the Mashal, to Beksumas Tafim Zayin, Kosova Toises, the Muta Lisa below Suda. The one's allowed to get married without a Suda. Skipping a few words, Velinera, the Loi Kosha Midi, it's not difficult. The Hoa Toises Koyi Aliba de Rav. The Gemara is asking, the Toises is going on the Sugya of Rav. The Matcha Divi Rav Adodi, the Gemara is dealing with Rav within himself. And Rav learns the reason because of a Samachta V'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha. Im Kein Ochi Ka'oma. This is how Rav would learn. Simchas HaSu'uda Sha'ata Oysa L'Tzorich HaRegel Dainu Bosa V'Yayin. The Simcha of the Su'uda, which you do with Tzorich HaRegel, which is Bosa V'Yayin. Now the reason why I want to read out this Morgan Avraham is then we appreciate the kashas that are asked on him. So all he says is because of Bosra. He doesn't say anything like I touched, that it's to do with simchas which are overpowering. All the words he says are simchas shat oisat tzorich haregel dainu bosra v'yayin, the simcha we celebrate a record which is bosra v'yayin, gisa gemara, yir b'chagecha, that's going to be solely for the chag, v'loi b'ishtecha. The bosra yayin can't be for ishtecha. Aval nisuim b'loi suda shori, nisuim that a suda is allowed. Aval anon kaim elon kashmuel. And the Achronim understand he's touching this also into Tosfos. Anan came along, because Shmuel, we pass the night Shmuel. The Ozel Lishitose, Shmuel goes according to his reasoning, the Svirle Atam, the Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. He holds Eima Arvin Simcha, Im Kena Filo Nisuim B'Loi Su'ud, the Ozel Dika Simcha. So that's how he emphasizes Stira. So just to conclude, that the Magen Avraham is Shver, because the Achronim ask on the Magen Avraham this idea of this boss of a yayin. So I've explained our Pidur Machas HaShekel. He means like Rav, it's a simcha which completely overpowers the other simchas. The other difficulties are because Tosfos learns the halacha is that it is like Rav Ashi, and he's saying in Tosfos we pass like Shmuel. And just finally, I come full circle. The difficulty I've got with the Magen Avraham is that Tosfos. In Morikotam, in dealing with Eima Arvin Simcha Simcha, I'm going to go back to the words, says, Teloi Chashivi Simcha V'Simcha Ki Im Su'udas Nisuin Levad. In the Mandom Eima Arvin Simcha Simcha, Tosfos is saying that it's only Su'udas Nisuin. There's a connection. Su'udas Nisuin. So clearly, that Hishtikul Torah doesn't seem to work. We've also got a Shvekai also from the Ritva, who when he asks this nisuin b'loy suda, he brings the pasuk for samach v'chagecha. And according to the way the Magen Avraham is, don't forget, that's not the pasuk to bring. It should be me'im harvim simcha v'simcha. So the Kohen Sanhedrin has got a different way of entering these toisim, and his maskona is that it's pung faket, it's the manda omer v'samach v'chayecha is koilol more simchas, and the manda imar v'simcha simchas is only simchas sudas nisuin. Thank you. Yeah.